Radiolab is supported by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call the shots on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Radiolab is supported by Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target and destroy cancer-causing proteins right inside the cell. It's how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
This is Radiolab. I'm Jad Abumrad.
And I'm Robert Krulwich.
This hour we've been looking at morality, good and bad, right and wrong.
Now let us say that you are wrong, that you have done something bad, and that the society around you says, you know, you're guilty. If you go back 250 years, the city fathers of Philadelphia had an interesting way to make its citizens own up to their guilt.
It is a giant Gothic castle that still sits today in the middle of downtown Philadelphia, except it's no longer occupied, and it's fallen apart. We sent producer Josh Braun to take a look.
Well, do you want to just walk over and look around a little bit?
Can we look around a little bit?
Sure.
Just get some ambience or something like
Yeah,
that?
You bet. Come on in.
Yeah, the
building is truly a ruin. There used to be two huge oak doors here, and they had iron studs all through. This building is based on a profoundly optimistic view of human nature.
Imagine swinging this giant door open.
That all people are inherently good.
And you, being our new inmate, first thing you'd have your head covered with a hood.
That every human being in their heart had an instinct to behave right, to do the right thing. So they argued for a prison that would house every man and every woman in a profound isolation. They thought that isolation would encourage spiritual reflection, and the prisoners would become penitent. This is the world's first true penitentiary, a building designed to make someone penitent, genuinely sorry for what they did.
I'm going to walk down here. They called this the South Corridor, this big arched corridor.
Quaker prison reformers argued that the inmates should be totally cut off from the outside world. And so they didn't allow them to get letters from home. They didn't allow them any books aside from a copy of the King James Bible. The actual example that they used was that if an inmate came into Eastern State before an election, they shouldn't know the name of the president of the United States. They were looking for near total sensory deprivation. They wanted you to see the four white walls of your 8x12 cell and not a whole lot else for years. So here you are inside of your cell. You can see it has a cot in it with a simple mattress stuffed with straw. And those over there are tools for making shoes. The cell always amazes me every time. Is how high the ceiling is. 16-foot vaulted ceilings. It's got this beautiful arch to it. And then they have that skylight. They call them the Eye of God. Daylight that came down through this circular opening that's supposed to mimic the look of an eye looking down at you. Remember, you're supposed to be going through a profound spiritual reflection while you're here. And so they wanted all the light to come down from above. And on a gray day like this, you really get a sense for how gloomy this cell would have been. You stay here for 1 second. I'll be right back. So I'll see you in a few minutes.
We
have a letter from an inmate. He wrote to his mother saying, I've just received word that I will serve my sentence in the Eastern State Penitentiary in silence and incredible, crushing isolation. Please endeavor to secure for me a pardon. The people who ran this prison were fascinated by silence. They just fetishized the idea of total silence. They wanted the inmates' life back here in these cells to be almost completely silent. And so as they walked up and down the corridors, the guards would put socks over their shoes so that you wouldn't hear the footsteps. And as they rolled carts of food to deliver meals here in the cells, they covered the wheels of the cart with leather so they would roll in silence. A friend of my mother's was telling me about his time in the Peace Corps, and he was in Gabon, Africa, and he was in the jungle. And he said the jungle was so dense, they would only carve out chunks of jungle big enough for the exact spaces that they needed for little gathering spots or for their houses. But if they left something for a couple of weeks, it'd be just jungle again. And after 2 years of being in this village, he went off to visit a friend in Kenya and went out to the plains. And he said his eyes physically couldn't focus on distances further than about 10 feet out because they hadn't done it in 2 years. And he said the entire time that he was out there, he felt exposed, like there was things behind him that he couldn't see. And all I could think about was Eastern State Penitentiary and being in these little cells about 8 by 12 for years. And then you walk out, and the first thing you see is the prison itself extending 680 feet in either direction. It must have freaked people out. You know, there was this growing debate that prolonged isolation could cause insanity, that it could cause emotional breakdown. So what looked to be optimistic in the 1830s looked pretty cynical by the 1860s. By about the building's 100th birthday, they'd given up the idea of solitary confinement, and they were holding inmates here for life sentences. The walls were built with the idea that people are inherently good, and by the end, they were housing all these inmates who apparently they had assumed were inherently evil. Lock up behind us. These days, our major security concern is people getting in. Vandals, all that kind of stuff.
Josh Braun produced that audio tour with recording help from Sally Herships. And the voice you heard was Sean Kelly. For more information on Eastern State Penitentiary or the science of morality or anything that you heard this hour, visit our website. What's the address?
The address is...
Come on, you should have it memorized by now.
Oh, radiolab.org?
Radiolab.org. Yeah. And while you're there, let us know what you think. Our email address is radiolab@wnyc.org. I'm Jad Abumrad.
And I'm Robert Quilwich.
And we're signing off.
Radiolab is produced by Jad Abumrad and Ellen Horn, with help from Sarah Pellegrini, Arwen Curry, Casey Edwards, Alyssa Kebble, Robbie Krieger, Mary Lloyd, Amber Seeley, and Sarissa Tanner. Special thanks to David Martin, and to the Vanderbilt Television News Archive, and to me, Dale Keyes. Production management by Dean Capello and Michael Excelsior. Radiolab is produced by New... Oh. All right. Radiolab is produced by New York Public Radio, WNYC, and distributed by NPR.
Radiolab is supported by Cozy Earth. When you think about summer comfort, words like breezy or soft maybe come to mind. With Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding and loungewear, you'll get the comfort of home wherever you roam, allowing you to elevate your summer getaway no matter where or even if you're getting away. Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating and made from top-notch materials, including viscose from bamboo that can turn any living or sleeping space into a sanctuary of luxury and comfort. Their loungewear and pajamas offer you their signature level of comfort while maintaining an elegant fit so you can look cute and be comfy even if you're taking a long flight or car trip. Cozy Earth provided an exclusive offer for Radiolab listeners. Get 35% off site-wide when you use the code Radiolab at www.cozyearth.com. That's 35% off at cozyearth.com, code Radiolab. Discover your next destination for ultimate comfort at Cozy Earth.